My husband and I adopted from Taiwan in 2010, and while we were waiting to travel, we met a family who was also adopting from Taiwan, and we discovered that when they came home, they had started the process to adopt again. And since there is a considerable expense with adoption, I thought one of the best ways to help her and other families is to start some kind of fundraiser that would be an ongoing effort that would also provide awareness and advocacy for adoption.
The event raises money that provides grants for Kentucky families that are in the adoption process. What does that money help them with?
Some of the expenses, for example, are to have your home study completed. There are application fees, fees for fingerprinting, or you can look at anywhere between $15,000 to $25,000, not including airfare and travel.
In past years, the race has provided grants to 2 families per year, but this year you're actually supporting 4 families. How has the event grown over the years?
That first year when we opened it up with 2 families, we were able to grant $1,000 to each family, and 100% of all proceeds go straight back to the family. So we just increased our participation. For this year, I can say that we will be giving 4 families a minimum of $1,000.
What are some of the events and activities that people can look forward to on the day of the 5K?
Post-race is where all the fun happens. We give out awards and medals, and then we also have a ton of door prizes. 5K is a very social event, so family-friendly. The social and meeting the families and then having the families introduce themselves and tell their stories is really a big emotional part of the whole event.
What is it about adoption that inspires you to keep doing an event like this to support it?
Personally, going through adoption twice, it's a very different experience. As a parent, that kind of isolates you a little bit. You don't get to do the whole experience with other parents that are experiencing the same thing. So you reach out to the adoption community. I decided if I can do one part of it and provide that financial support, it's also provided a way to network and meet other families.
You can find out more about the Running for Home 5K online on our website at wnku.org under regional news. For WNKU News, I'm Sarah Dreibelbis.